we didn't live very far from the, when the lake was up from the swamp.
Yes, sir.
And the swamp, we'd go down there and get in that dugout, he'd do the paddling. And I could hear then. I did like a bird dog. Whenever I hear the drake holler, make a noise, well, I'd point that way and he'd just turn that old dugout around. He could handle it just like an Indian. If you couldn't, he couldn't make no racket. It was just little waves is all you could see. And we'd get up on them ducks. Now you couldn't shoot off to the side of that thing. It'd turn over. You had to shoot it straight down the front, you know.
Yes, sir.
And I could get down and hunker around then, and I'd hunker down, he'd shoot over me. I'd shoot, and he'd turn the boat, you know, where we could both see the ducks, and he could shoot off to my right or left, and I wasn't afraid for him to shoot around me. Now, he wasn't afraid for me to shoot around him, but there's lots of people he wouldn't trust, or I wouldn't either.
Get it back in your head.
But I'd usually, when we'd get up there, he'd say, shoot him low, you know. I'd raise up, I'd cut down, maybe kill three or four on the water, and then they'd get up. Well, he'd shoot on one side and me on the other. And we'd fill that boat full. They'd be so fat, if they fell very high, they'd bust their breast, their breast. The breast would bust, you know, when they hit the ground.
Really?
I've seen them do like that. Boy, them ducks are good then.
Very true. You used to, did men wear these things that went over their shoulders to help hold their pants up?
Oh, suspenders, galluses. Some of them call them galluses and some suspenders, yeah. Yeah, they done that. Well, still, some people wear them. I think Merce Hunter up there still wears them. I don't think I've got any here. But I did have, and we had my wife's brother. We called him Uncle Turk. He never did get married, you know. He was sort of a... I guess he had plenty of sense, but he was sort of backward or something. And,
yes.
And we all called him Uncle Turk. Everybody called him Turk Page. Tally Ray was his name. But everybody called him Turk. After me and Stella married, well, I knew him before I ever met her. And after we married, well, he just thought the world of me. And he wanted to stay with us all the time, you know. Of course, We kept him as long as we could till she got in bad health and couldn't wait on him after he got, of course he got feeble, you know, before she did, and as she, but we taken care of him as long as he lived.
Yes, sir.
And we bought him a nice tomb up there when he died. He didn't have no children or nothing, you know.
Yes.
We seen after Uncle Turk pretty close, and he did us whenever he could get around and do things, you know.
He
didn't stay away from us over a week at a time.
Yes. What about your roads here in Red River Parish? Are they, you got a pretty good road system, or what about?
Oh yeah, we have now. When I first moved to this place, you couldn't hardly get in here. Now I've got a road back through here that I keep up myself. It's not, it don't belong to the parish. Of course, it's been a public road for 100 or 150 years, really.